Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Zayin Omid Beis. We continue in Siman Lamed Beis, which discusses the halachos of parchments and tefillin writing and the proper way to write the letters. And we begin the very last words of Mem Zayin Omid Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Im Nogu Raglei Hahei Vahakuf Bagag. You have the letter Hey and the letter Kuf. They have extensions on the left side of the letter. If these letters on the left side extend all the way up to the roof of the letter, so the Hey extends all the way up to it, so it looks like a Ches, or the Kuf goes all the way up to the top, like a Ches would go up all the way to the top on that side, on the left side, Yigror Haregel V'yachzor V'yichsevenu. So you have to erase the entire left side, either the hay, the left of the hay, or the left of the kuf over here, that reached all the way up to the top, and rewrite it. The Ein Sorich Ligror Kol Oz, but you don't have to erase the right side of the letter. Ki Agag Kedin Nichtav. You don't have to erase the top, the roof, or the right side, because they were written properly. And only when you wrote the left side, the hey left side, or the kuf left side, was that written in properly, and that turned it into another letter, and therefore you have to erase all of that, but you don't have to erase the top or the right side. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Pei Beis writes, Avol im yesh hefsek dak afilu rak kichut hasara kosher. When we said that it touches the top, so it actually has to touch the top. If there's even the slightest space in between there, it's perfectly kosher. If you want to then erase just a little bit more, you can, but you don't even have to. In Sifkot and Pei Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Af im nidbak rak kechut hasara, even if it's connected by just a little bit, just like a chut hasara, a hair breadth over there, beofen shatinuk yodeh shu hey, and the young kid will know that it's still a hey, afilu hochit zorich ligror kol haregel. Even there you have to erase the entire left side. Why? The chol she'ein tzuras osolov, kemoshin imsor lemoshe misinai, ein shem osolov. Because even though a young child might be able to tell what it is, it doesn't have the tzura of the os hay. It looks like a ches. And even if a young child will say, well, that's so thin, I would still call it a hay. That's not the way the letters were handed over to us, the halach lemoshe misinai, as to how each letter should be formed, and therefore it's no good. Likewise, v'chein bekuf. Same thing would be by the kuf. Lo mahani kriyasatinok. Even if a young child would read it correctly, since they are connected, that's not called the right tzura of the letter, and it must be erased totally. The entire left side must be erased. And then, of course, written properly afterwards, and then you can continue writing, if it's tefillin mezuzos, all the other letters there afterwards. In Sifkot and Pei Daled, the Mishneh Berurah says you have to erase it. V'lo mahani hafrod b'alma, and not just erasing a little bit to separate it, so now it looks like a hay, because that would be mishum dohevi kichak tochos. That would be the classical example that we've been talking about for the last few days of erasure that is not kisiva, it is chakika, it is gerira alone, which is not enough. In Sifkot and Pei Hei, the Mishneh Berurah writes, you have to do the entire left side, the entire regel, pirush kulo, the entire thing. Whether it's the hay, the left side of the hay, bein bekuf, the left side of the kuf, kivishanasa bepisul, because the entire thing was done improperly, and it is no good. And he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha for more details. In the Bir Halacha, Dibur Hamaslo Yigror HaRegel, he tells us that there's a difference, Hani Mili Shinasa Negia Be'ez HaKsiva. When they're connected over here at the time of the writing, that's what you have to do as we just explained. However, if they somehow became connected after they were really originally written correctly, in Nasa Liachar Ksiva, so then the din of the hay and the din of the kuf are not the same, they're different. The hay would require the entire thing to be erased, as it was if it occurred before the Ksiva was finished. One could get away with doing less of an erasure. He then brings another eitzah from the Prima Gadim, how to correct this by erasing some of the top, the gag of the letter, ayin shom. The Mechaber again pointed out, Vein tzorich ligror kol haos. You don't have to erase the entire letter, you just have to erase the entire left side of the hay, the entire left side of the kuf, as we explained, but you don't have to erase the gag and the right side, ki agag kadin nechtav, because that was written properly without any problem. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Im noga regel ho aleph, begag ho aleph, opnei ho aleph, baponim, bagag, shetachtel, posul. Now this requires explanation, which the Mishneh Berurah will say inside in a few moments, but I will say it outside now so we can better understand it. An aleph is made up of a diagonal line going from the right bottom all the way to the left top, and then there are two yuds, so to say, that are attached almost to this diagonal line. One is called the regel, and one is called the Gag over here. The Regel and the Gag are both in the shape of a Yud, and you basically have a Yud that forms the left leg, and you have a little Yud that forms the right upper arm, if you wish, and they're almost connected to the line that runs diagonally. And that's what we're talking about over here. Read the Mechaber again. Im Naga Regela Aleph, the bottom left little Yud that's underneath the diagonal line on the left side, and that touches Begaga Aleph, that touches the diagonal line. Or Opneya Aleph, this is called the top right Yud that's above the diagonal line, and that touches Baponim Bagag Shetachtela, and that touches the diagonal line on its bottom part. In both of these situations, it's possible. It's no good. The Ein Takana Begriru Lafrida, and it's not enough to just do a little erasure over here and separate them, because that would be a problem. The Hevikichak Tochos, that would be called engraving, cutting it through, Chakika, and not going and writing it. What should you do? You have to erase the entire part that you made incorrectly, the entire yud, and then write it correctly. Now we'll see inside the Mishnah Berurah explaining what I said outside. In Sifkot and Pevav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, what is this Begag Ha'alef? So he says, the Ein Lahayud Ha'elyon, the Hatachton, Liga Behagag, Ela Badakus Shebohen. You have the yud that's the left leg and the yud that's the right arm that are below and above the diagonal line that extends somewhat horizontally from the bottom right to the top left. The two letter yuds cannot touch that line except a very, very tiny bit. Kemoshi is bar lekamim Mishnah Berurah b'simin lamed vav. As we'll learn when we talk about bedinei tzuras osios in simin lamed vav, we'll see how those letters are supposed to be made. Dirshu footnote 127 points out, Afal pi she'eno mefurish b'shas. We don't find these halachas anywhere in Shas. These are really halach l'moshe misinai. Mikol mokom harehi psula, if you do have it connecting, it's no good. Mayacha shekach mekubul biyodeinu lasoso, because this is the Kabbalah that we have on how to properly draw these letters. In Sivkot and Pezayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Pnei ha'alef, what does that mean? Hainu ha'yud ha'elyon, it means the upper right-sided yud that is forming the top right part of the letter aleph. This entire yud has to be attached to the line, the diagonal line, in order for it to be possible. However, if it's just touching it a little bit, but not as nicely and as narrowly as you would ideally like for to make it beautiful, so if there is a separation between some of the yud and some of the diagonal line, Ein bikach klum. That still is perfectly kosher. And in Dirshu footnote 129, he brings down she'im nishar rochag begag hayud bolet yosem iragla yesh lo tzuras yud ksheira. As long as the top part of the yud is thicker than the bottom part of the yud where it's connected, so then that still has the appearance of the yud, and that's the way the letter aleph has to be made. The ein tzarich shum tikkun, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't require any correction even. It's perfectly kosher the way it is, even though it's connected more than ideally it should be to the diagonal part, the base of the aleph. But if it's connected fully, then we said it's no good, and lahafrida, to go and separate it by grira, by erasure, is no good. Sivkot and Peches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirush, lahafrida sanagia, to separate the connection over here, levada, by erasure, alone, v'yishara os mimela kiroi, and then, oh, it's all left behind, the rest of the letter yud is good, that's not good, that's called kechak tochos, and it would be unacceptable. In Sivkot and Peches, he writes, in explaining the Mechaber, that you have to erase kol mashenase b'pisul v'yachzor v'yichtevenu. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, hainu shi'igro haregel kulo. In other words, you have to erase the entire yud over here. V'lo sagi, and it's not acceptable, shi'yafrid haregel me'al aleph achi v'atlenu mitzuras os levad. And you can't just erase enough of it so it doesn't look like a yud anymore. That's also not good, because kivan shenichtav kol haregel b'psul, since the entire left leg, the yud part below the diagonal line of the aleph, was written incorrectly, it was all b'psul. So it's not acceptable to leave any of it. You have to erase the entire thing and then rewrite it. Likewise, the same thing would apply on the upper yud that's above the diagonal line. You have to erase the entire yud and rewrite it again anew. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh machmirim b'nidbak hayud ha'elyon b'esak siva. Some suggest that if it did become connected inappropriately, that it's not acceptable to just erase the letter yud, but you have to erase the entire aleph itself. Why? Because the first part that you write is the top letter Yud. If you then connect it to the diagonal part, so it turns out that the diagonal part is also written incorrectly. And then when you put the Yud in on the bottom part, that's also written incorrectly. So there is an opinion here that's brought down of a Yesh Machmirim that you have to erase the entire letter and rewrite it again. Mishnah Berurah concludes, however, Ach b'di'eved tzorich iyun im Yesh l'hachmir b'zeh. B'di'eved, do you really have to do this? He says one could maybe not have to do this. He brings down the Bir Halacha, where he writes that we can in fact be similar to the din of the hay and the kuf that we talked about earlier, where you just have to erase the left side of the hay, the left side of the kuf. So tovia sagi begrires hayud viharegel, that would be enough over here as well. And he brings down other poskim as well who hold like this, and b'di'eved one can rely upon these opinions. Furthermore, part of this reasoning is because it's done in two strokes, and as the Mishnah Berurah has previously pointed out, something done in two strokes, you only have to rectify the stroke that was made bipsul, and therefore it would be acceptable just to erase the yud. In Dirshu footnote 136, he again brings that the Chazon Ish who disagrees with this, and says that anything that was made after the psul needs to be erased. However, there's also a cool over here in that the top part, which was written properly, the top yud, which is the first part that's written, that doesn't have to be erased. Now we have the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hakah v'chein hadin b'yudei hashin v'hatzadik v'ha'ayin v'ha'pei. All the letter yuds that make up part of the letter shin, and make up part of the letter tzadi, and part of the letter ayin, and part of the letter pei. What do we mean by this? So the shin has three prongs to it. Those are called the yuds. And the tzadi over here has on its left side, on its right side rather, a little yud at the top on the right side. Similarly, on the ayin has a little yud on the top on the left side. And the pei has a little yud, so to say, extending down from the gog and going in. So in all of these, if the yud over here is connected, im nirgo, beguf ha'os yoser, mimakom divukam, if it's more than it's supposed to be connected, and this connection is thicker and it changes the appearance of the letter, so over here, same thing would apply, that you can erase the entire part over here of the yud, and it would be making it kosher, you then rewrite it there afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Sadi explains that the Hainu Shayud Nasa Kav Yosho, the Yud didn't have all the shaping of the Yud, but it was written just as a straight line. The less Tzuras Yud, and it doesn't appear like a Yud. And in this situation, Avol Ein Mazik Im Nisava HaKav Ma'at. But it's not bad, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a little bit thicker. That wouldn't ruin it. It's only if it's totally a straight line and it doesn't have the appearance of a Yud that it's not good. Similarly, in Simon Cotton, Sadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, when the pay is done wrong, Ruadin im regal hasmoli shalat tov. The same thing would apply the little part on the left of the letter tov, Nasi Yosha, if it's straight coming down, velo yotze lemata luchutz, and it doesn't go off to the left enough, so the same thing would apply there with that little yud, so to say. Then he brings down the ayin belavushe srod, shinishar betzorich iyun. The levushe srod is left over here with the question, is this acceptable? Lomot tzorich klal grira. Why do you even have to go and do this erasure? Yamshich achakach v'yabim ates yud hashin atshiei kehogen. He says, go and draw extra parts onto the root so it tapers down and you have a correct yud. Why do you have to erase something? Why not just add onto the top of the letter? The same thing on the top. Instead of worrying about erasing it, he says, go and add on extra. This would work on all letters, including even the Aleph, as we discussed. And he tells us over there, go look at the Levush Esrod further for further discussion. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, this again, he reminds us that you can't write any additional letters afterwards because then you won't have kisidron. Because if you do this, any of these corrections would be no good if you've already written other letters. Because right now there's no tuf there, so you can't say the tuf was written and then the letters afterwards are written as well. Here the tuf was not written. If you write any letters afterwards, you would have shalok kisidron. The Halacha Berurah adds over here, and he says, it appears to me, whenever you have to erase a letter and then rewrite the letter, so then, by tefillin and mezuzos, if you already wrote the next letter, then there's no way to correct it because you now have the problem of shalok kisidron. With this, we conclude Se'if Yudches, and this will conclude today's shir.